Good morning, 21st century world. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tá fáilte rath anseo, which in Gaelic means, there is a welcome here for you. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. Over the weekend, I enjoyed watching the Australian Open Tennis Championship finals. In particular, I like watching Simona Halep and Roger Federer play for the passion and the artistic touch. I thought to myself the other day, in this time we have the capital cities. For instance, we have Dublin, London, Rome, Jerusalem, Riyadh, Beijing, Canberra, Cape Town, Buenos Aires, and Washington, D.C. Then further, I thought, there was a time when Dublin, London, Rome, and Jerusalem, Riyadh, Beijing, Canberra, Cape Town, Buenos Aires, and Washington, D.C. didn't even exist. And onward my thinking took me to consider, what of them come the future? Have you ever found some people have a blind spot in their reasoning, in that while they may be telling you something that is for them rationally very sound, they may be quite oblivious to your feelings? Therein lies the blind spot. And you may find it difficult to convince them that such a blind spot really does exist in their reasoning. In today's broadcast, I will be introducing a UNESCO World Heritage Site in the Kingdom of Bahrain. This will be followed by the reciting of a poem, and I will conclude with the reading of the words of a song. Khal Atal Bahrain, ancient harbour and capital of Dilmun, is an archaeological site comprising four main elements. An archaeological tell, which is an artificial hill, formed over time by successive occupations, covering over 16 hectares, immediately adjacent to the northern coast of Bahrain, a sea tower about 1,600 metres northwest of the tell. A sea channel of just under 16 hectares through the reef near the sea tower and palm groves. The palm groves and traditional agricultural gardens surround a site within the whole area of the land component of the buffer zone, being particularly noticeable on the western and northern sides, but also occurring on the eastern and southeastern sides. The property is situated in the northern governorate in the Al-Kala village district on the northern coast, about 5.5 kilometres west of Manama, the present capital of Bahrain. Khal Atal al-Bahrain is an exceptional example of more or less unbroken continuity of occupation over a period of almost 4,500 years, from about 2,300 BC to the present, on the island of Bahrain. The archaeological tell hill, the largest known in Bahrain, is quite unique within the entire region of Eastern Arabia and the Persian Gulf, as the most complete example currently known of a deep and intact stratigraphic sequence covering the majority of time periods in Bahrain and the Persian Gulf. It provides an outstanding example of the might of Dilmun and its successes during the Tilias and Islamic periods, as expressed by their control of trade through the Persian Gulf. These qualities are manifested in the monumental and defensive architecture of the site, the wonderfully preserved urban fabric, and the outstandingly significant finds made by archaeologists excavating the tell. The sea tower, probably an ancient lighthouse, is unique in the region as an example of ancient maritime architecture, and the adjacent sea channel demonstrates the tremendous importance of this city in maritime trade routes throughout antiquity. Kal Atal Al Bahrain, considered as the capital of the ancient Dilmun Empire and the original harbor of this long since disappeared civilization, was the center of commercial activities linking the traditional agriculture of the land, represented by the traditional palm groves and gardens which date back to antiquity and still exist around the site. With maritime trade between such diverse areas as the Indus Valley and Mesopotamia in the early period, from the 3rd millennium BC to the 1st millennium BC, and China and the Mediterranean in the later period, from the 3rd to the 16th century AD. Acting as the hub for economic exchange, Kal Atal Al Bahrain had a very active commercial and political presence throughout the entire region. The meeting of different cultures which resulted is expressed in the testimony of successive monumental and defensive architecture of the site, including an excavated coastal fortress dating from around the 3rd century AD, and the large fortress on the Tell itself dating from the 16th century, which gives the site its name as Kal Atal Al Bahrain, together with the wonderfully preserved urban fabric and the outstandingly significant and diverse finds demonstrating a melange of languages, cultures, and beliefs. For example, a madbasa, an architectural element used to produce date syrup, within the tell is one of the oldest in the world and reflects a link to the surrounding date palm groves, demonstrating the continuity of traditional agricultural practices from the first millennium BC. The site, situated in a very strategic location, was an extremely significant part of the regional Gulf political network, playing a very active political role through many different time periods, which left traces throughout the different strata of the Tell. Kal Atal Al Bahrain is a unique example of a surviving ancient landscape with cultural and natural elements. Today's poem is If, by the British Nobel Laureate Rudyard Kipling, written in 1895. It is a literary example of Victorian-era Stoicism. It is written in the form of paternal advice to the poet's son, John. If, by Rudyard Kipling. John, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make your thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, if you can make a heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Sometimes we mightn't say the right thing at the right time. Yet it is not a wrong thing to say. Rather, it is a matter of timing, as Frank Sinatra found out. I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. And afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like, I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true. It never seemed so right before. I practice every day to find some clever lines to say and make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars are red, get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like, I love you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red, and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like, I love you. I love you. I love you. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Take good care of yourself and those around you. Spare a thought, too, for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult. Be grateful. And if you have found yourself to be feeling a little out of sorts for some known or even unknown reason, be patient with that feeling. For it will pass, and in its own good time. Be busy. May you be a blessing unto yourself by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. It is an honor to have you listening. This is Radio Richard Ireland, Slán agus Beannacht leat.